Okay, everyone. It's M, aka Bus Chick, aka the pain in your ass. No, I'm kidding. Seriously, though, I really want to tell you something. For those of you who aren't booing enough, rowdy American, stick bear, and the rest of you little, delinquents, who don't audio boo enough, be more. Oh yes, you're getting named. As the Speaker of the House would put it in the Ontario Legislature and in the Federal House of Commons, the member will be named. That's epitome for getting kicked out of the House for the day, for the rest of the day of the incident, when they're acting very rowdy, or as in my favorite phrase would go, they're getting a little rowdy now, are they? They're acting like a bunch of 2-year-olds today, are they? Bloody question period ain't gonna go very well today, ain't it? Bloody hell! Yeah, folks, I've been watching Parliament again today, I admit it. Actually, tonight, after my 6 audio boos about men, I've been laying here, well, I was laying on my bed for a while listening to a whack of audio boos. Then I was listening, then I was petting a cat, happens to be Sasha at this point beside me. The ever so effervescent Sasha, little Miss Attitude, yes, she is little Miss Attitude. She has a mass amount of attitude, but she is a good cat. She's very furry, she sheds like an idiot. She said she sheds like crazy. She has so much fur shedding, it's psychotic. But this is a warning to all those who are being very delinquent in their boos. I will hunt you down and I will de-booify you. No, I'm kidding. I'll just torture you until you boo, you know. I'll just mention your name in each one of my boos until you boo more often. Be more, rowdy American. Oh, yes. And let's not forget that little stick bear, that skinny little weasel from Ottawa. I call him a skinny little weasel because when I first met him at blind camp, God, 10 years ago now, summer camp actually, at Camp Frienda, it was quite funny. He was perched on a camp bench where the width of that bench was no more than the length of my foot, which is only about a size 8 foot. Okay, size 8 female foot. He's perched on this bench on his feet, crouched down, so his ass is touching his heels, with his knees right up to the sides of his head, rocking and poking. Yes, the pokage cometh. So, I learned how to de-poke blindies at that camp. I learned how to make how to stop people from poking, because it drives me insane. Because why do you need to poke? What the hell is her meaning of poking? It just damages your eyes, makes your eyes look more and more and more fucked up to the sighted world, makes you look like a fucking blink. You know, Skyflyer had it so right. Why do blinks poke? I miss Skyflyer on Twitter. I used to read his tweets all the time. I loved his tweets. But unfortunately, he retired from tweeting. He was sort of like me, the sarcastic bastard of Twitter. Or, as one of my close friends would put it, the sarcastic old bastard of the blind community, yes. But, Michael Furr can do voices much better than I can. My voices suck compared to him. But that's about it. So a rant about people not booing enough. You need to boo more often, people. Come on. I like hearing your voices, and I need material to listen to, and I need to hear more audio boos. Rowdy, you're a damn... You're an instigator, buddy. You started me on audio boo, and now you fade? Come on. Audio boo, please. Stick, same to you. More? Same thing to you, and you know what? The other thing you can do is you can put some Jaws voices in it. No, I'm teasing you. So that's about it. And Emperor, I love your boos. So, and if anybody else wants to join Audio Boo, audioboo.com. It's good for you. Let's do some booing. Audio Boo.